Okay, we are going to be making a siyum on Maseches Horios. We have been learning Horios in the Shabbos afternoon Gemara Shiur now for exactly 2 years. 2 years ago, we made a siyum on Erev Pesach on Maseches Avodah Zarah, and then rather than spend the shul's money to purchase a new volume of Gemaras, we continued in Horios, which is found in the same volume. It turned out that Horios was actually a very enjoyable limud. I want to thank, although this is a little bit strange, I want to just thank the Sfarim that helped me prepare the Shiurim. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein's Akronel of Bracha had some wonderful Shiurim on Horios, which we used. Rav Binyamin El Yoshev and the Yad Binyamin is a Seif Avodah Barura. I spent every Shabbos afternoon working very hard to prepare the Shiurim. I have to, of course, thank my wife, who enables me to learn on Shabbos afternoon, which is not so easy. There are many regular attendees at the Shabbos Gemara Shiur who are here. Ilan Reiser is here. Sarah Schatz, Marjorie, Dashel, Yosef Rabinowitz. I'm probably missing a few. I just want to thank all of you who come and welcome everybody to join the Shabbos afternoon Gemara Shiur when we start Maseches Sota after Yontif. The Siyum today is sponsored by me and my wife in commemorating the Shloshim of Velvel for Meglish, of Velvel ben Zanvel Getzel. Today is his Shloshim. Velvel was a regular attendee of the Gemara Shiur. He was one of the originals. That first Shabbos when I said the Shiur, there were, I believe, five people in the Shiur. Velvel was one of them. And today's his Shloshim. His children are in Cleveland for Yontiv. But of course, we want the learning to be Le'ilei Nishmaso. The Siyum is sponsored by Frieda Birnbaum, by Charles Greger and Marjorie Munsterberg. And it's sponsored also by Henry and Tehila Reiser. For Henry, there's another Siyum going on, which is that he's been learning Sefer Iyov with Rabbi Josh, who was our rabbinic intern a few years ago, and they've continued to learn. And you completed Sefer Iyov. So we want to thank all of the sponsors and thank Oren for setting it up. The last bit of Gemara, and we've been kind of trying to do more the last couple of weeks to finish, but the last Gemara that we had mentioned that once upon a time, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel was the head of the Beis Din, and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel faced a coup, because Rav Meir and Rav Nosson said the only reason Rav Shimon ben Gamliel got the job is because he had yichus, and they felt that they should really depose him. So therefore, Rav Meir and Rav Nosson said to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, why don't you go and teach Maseches Uktzin, because they knew that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel didn't know anything about Uktzin. Well, their bad luck, there was somebody, a Rav Yaakov, who overheard this. Rav Yaakov ben Karashi overheard this, and he spent all night learning Uktzin, and suddenly Rav Shimon ben Gamliel knew the answer. And based on this, Rav Shimon Gamliel kicked Rav Meir Rav Nosson out of yeshiva, and they had to be outside. They couldn't be with everybody else because he felt that they weren't respectful. And turned out that they knew more than all the guys inside. Whenever there are questions, people would be sending letters to Rav Meir Rav Nosson right outside the yeshiva, and they said, how could this be? That Torah mi b'chutz, v'anu mi b'fnim. Oh, Mark, thank you. Torah is outside and we're inside. So everyone doesn't know exactly what's going on. Finally, Reb Nosson asked for Mechila, but Reb Meir never asked for Mechila. And Reb Shimon Gamliel says to Reb Nosson, you know what, even though I like your father, but that only puts you as number two in command, I'm not going to make you number one in command. Based on this, the Gemara said that Reb Meir and Reb Nosson had different names. Instead of calling them by name, Reb Meir was called Achirim. Achirim means the other, and Reb Nosson is called Yesh Omrim. And then the Gemara tells us, Masni le Rebbe le Rabban Shimon b'rei, Achirim Omrim ilu haya temura lo haya karev. Another source that Reb Meir is called Achirim is that Rebbe says over Mishnah that ilu haya temura, the case is, there's a din of Meiser Behema, that every tenth animal has the din of Kedushas Meiser, and you have to bring it as a carbon shlamim. Let's say someone is counting to 10, and he makes a mistake. So number 9 he counts as 10, number 10 he counts as 11. Right, because the guy, you know, a little bit too drunk, too much beer on Erev Pesach or something. So the halacha is that this animal, both number 9 and number 11, has kedusha. But Reb Meir said that ilu haya temura lo haya kare. There's halacha of temura, which is if I exchange the kedusha of an animal, I say I want the kedusha of this to be on that. So the din the Torah says is vahayahu temura so yeah kodesh. They both have kedusha. So over here, achirim, which we know is Reb Meir, said no. In this case, that the kedusha is not intrinsic to the animal, because you didn't call it 10. It's really 9, or it's really 11, or you called it 11. So in that case, it cannot make temura. Amar lo, mi heim halolo shemimem anu shosem ushmosam ein anu maskirim. Who are these people? You're saying, achirim say this. Who are these people that we drink their water, we don't mention their names? Amar lo, b'nei adam shebikshu lashchar kevodcha ukevod beis avicha. So you tell Rebbe, these are people who wanted to uproot your honor and the honor of your father's house. They say, you know what? Their love, their hate, it's all gone. In other words, basically, Reb Meir is dead. Reb Nosson is dead. Right? These people aren't around anymore, so you shouldn't hate them anymore. Right? Why are you still calling Acherim? Right? Ereshayn Gishgarben. Right? Dash likes when I speak Yiddish. Right? He's dead already. So why, right? Why not mention by name? Amar Lei. So he said, Ho'oyiv tamu charvos ha-netzach. When an enemy goes away, does that mean that his sword goes away forever? No! They still hate us. Even though they're dead, they still hate us. It's an amazing Gemara. They're having a debate of whether the guy who died still hates them or not. What can you do? Amar Lei, hani mi lehichad ahanu masayhu. Rabbanan lo ahanu masayhu. So they said, but no, maybe the only time when the enemy is hated even after death is when they were effective. But over here, it wasn't effective because Reb Meir did not officially depose Reb Shimon Gamliel, and therefore, you should quote him by name. So Hadar Asnilei, so then the end, Rebbe said the same statement that Amru Mishum Reb Meir, Ilo Haya Temura, Lo Haya Karev. They said, not that Acherim said, but they said Amru Mishum Reb Meir. They say in the name of Reb Meir. In other words, this argument that he's dead, and therefore he doesn't hate us anymore, the argument carried some weight. So then Rebbe changed the text of what he was teaching, and instead of saying, Acherim say, they said that they said in the name of Reb Meir. Amar Rava, filo Rebbe, da anav sanahu, tana amar amru mishum Reb Meir, amar Reb Meir lo amar. The Gemara says, even Rebbe, who's a tremendous anav, the last Gemara in Sota, says that Rebbe is a tremendous anav, and when he died, all the anavim, all those humble people died. So the last Gemara in Sota says, Rebbe said, v'ha'ika anav? Right? What do you mean all the humble people died? Ichlepnach. I'm still here. There still are some humble people. What can you do? So Reb Meir basically is saying that Reb Yehuda Hanasi, who's tremendously humble, is not saying that Reb Meir said. Rather, he's saying they said in the name of Reb Meir, because the point that he wants to make is even Reb Yehuda Hanasi still could not get over the slight that Reb Meir tried to depose Reb Shimon Gamliel. The last Gemara says, "Am Reb Yochanan, pliguba Reb Shimon Gamliel for Rabbanon." There's a dispute between Reb Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanon. Chad Omar Sina Yodev, v'chad Omar Oker Horem Odev. One opinion is, who's a greater Talmud Chacham, the person who knows lots of sources, Sinai, or Oker Horem, or someone who has the ability to take mountains and grind them, someone who has the capability to analyze. What's considered a greater Talmud Chacham? At the end of Hori Yosef comes up because we learned a Mishnah about if you have two people at the bottom of the pit and you can only save one, who do you save? So let's say there are two people at the bottom of the pit. One of them knows everything and the other one has powers of analysis. Who do you save? So there's a dispute between Reb Shimon Gamliel and the rabbis. They point out that this is probably the same dispute that happened in the previous Gemara. When they wanted to depose Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, they wanted to depose him because he doesn't know Uktzin. In other words, he's not a Sinai. He doesn't know everything. And Reb Shimon Gamliel said, I don't care. I know how to analyze. So it doesn't matter. Right? I can be Oker Harim. So the dispute between Reb Meir, Reb Nosson on the one hand, and Reb Shimon Gamliel on the other hand, is about which ability is greater. Reb Yosef said Sinai. Reb Yosef was a Sinai. Rabba's Oker Harim. Reb Yosef knew a lot. Rabba was good at analyzing. Shokhul Ataman, Ezem Hem Kodem. Shokhulahu, Sinai Odef. Damamar hakol tzrichin lemari chitaya. Rafio haki lo kibir Rav Yosef alei and Malach Rabba Esrin v'tartin shnin, v'hodamach Rav Yosef, v'choshen demach Rabba, Rav Yosef, afilo umna lebeise lo cholef. The Gemara is a dispute. Rav Yosef and Rabba. Rav Yosef said that Sinai is better, knowing a lot. Rabba said analyzing is better. The conclusion of the Gemara is that Rav Yosef became the head, the Rosh Hashiva, because the Gemara concludes that Sinai is better than Oker Harim, because everybody needs the sources of information. If you can analyze Hank Bismargen, you can analyze from today to tomorrow, but it doesn't change anything if you don't know the text. You have to know the basic text. So the Gemara says that Sinai is Adif. So therefore they made Rabba the Rosh Hashiva for 22 years. And all the years that Rabba is Rosh Hashiva, even though Rav Yosef was Sinai, Rav Yosef refused to accept the Rosh Hashiva job. They made Rabba Rosh Hashiva for 22 years. But the entire time that Rabba is Rosh Hashiva, Rav Yosef refuses to even call a blood letter to his house. He refused to take any authority whatsoever. Instead of the doctor coming to him, he would go to the doctor. In other words, he was tremendously humble. Abaye, Rav, Reb Zera, and Rabba Bar Masna have a Yasuv Avitzrichi Reisha. Abaye, Rav, and Reb Zera, they're sitting and they need to appoint one of them as Rosh Hashiva. Amri, Kodama Milsa, Velo Mafrich Lehever Reisha. So they say, whoever can say something that you won't ask a question on, he'll be the Rosh Hashiva. Dekulo Ifrich, Abaye Lo Ifrich. Everyone's statement was knocked up, or as we'd say, upgeschluckt. But Abaye wasn't. Chazi Rabba L'Abaye de Gavareisha. So Rabba sees, you know, Abaye is the one guy who makes a statement that no one asks questions on. So he sees that Abaye is Gavareisha. His head is all high up. Amar Le, he said, Nachmeni Psach Ve'ema. He says, Nachmeni, right, he calls him by his first name. Abaye was a title of respect. Nachmeni is his first name. They see that Abaye becomes Rosh Hashiva because he said something that no one could knock out. But they realize that Abaye is a little too hoody, so they say, you know what, Nachmeni, they put him in place, right? They call him by his first name, right? You say it. Ibayelohu Reb Zera, V'Rabba Bar Masna, Hey Menai Adif, who's a bigger Talmud Chacham, Reb Zera and Rabba Bar Masna? Reb Zera was Charifu Maksha, Reb Zera was very sharp and asked a lot of questions. Rabba Bar Masna, Masna, Masun, U, Masik. Rabba Bar Masna was Masun, U, Masik. In other words, he was very patient, but he came to conclusions. Basically, the Gemara says Reb Zera was Charif. He could knock anything out. Rabba Bar Masna is not so sharp, but whatever he knew well, and he could come to the proper conclusion. The Gemara says, Teku. The Gemara says, we don't know. We don't know the answer. Many poskim say that although this Gemara concludes that Sinai is Adif, that it's better to know a lot of information, that was true before books were published. Reb Shlomo Kluger writes, after books are published, so then analysis wins, and Oker Harim is better. Some say that after Harav Google came into the world, so certainly it's important to have the ability to analyze. However, nothing can really make up for knowing the sources. Hajalach Meseches Haryas, Hajalon Datalach Meseches Haryas, Datalon, Lundishimach Meseches Haryas, Lundishim, Lun, Roba Amal, Dame Roba Amal, Dose, Hajalach Meseches Haryas, Hajalon, Datalach Meseches Haryas, Datalon, Lundishim, Nach Meseches Haryas, Lundishim, Nun, Roba Amal, Dame Roba Amal, Dose, Hajalach Meseches Haryas, Hajalon, Datalach Meseches Haryas, Datalon, Lundishim, Nach Meseches Haryas, Lundishim, Nun, Roba Amal, Dame Roba Amal, Dose, Yvetom of Nahadon, Lohin, Bahia, Vosenu, Shetaras Homon, Nasen, Roba Lama, Setain, Mon Loma Ba, Hanino, Papa, Rami, Papa, Nachma, Papa, Ahoy, Papa, Abba, Mori bar papa, Rafa bar papa, Rachish bar papa, Surcha bar papa, Adabar papa, Dor bar papa, Havna Adonai Elohim Yisrael, Sorasko b'Pinul, Fifia Sam Chabes Yisrael, V'Ne'al Kolano Anachnu V'Tzatzayin 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 Kolam Am Chabes Yisrael Kolam Yodei Soras Shmech Chavlom Yisrael Chol Shma, Ma'ayu Vaisek Hakmei Metzosech Gilam Hili, Hili Bi Samim Chukecha Laman Lo Meivosh, Olam Lashkach Pikudecha Kivam Chisani Baruch Ato Adonai Lamdeni Chukecha, Amen 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 Sala Be'ed, Modim Anachnu V'Tzatzayin Chadnu Elohim Lo Hevosenu. Shasam to Chalkin Yosha Besa Midra, Shalom Sam to Chalkin Yosha Kronos, Shalom Mashkim, Behemashkim, On Mashkim Devi Torah, Behemashkim Van Betelem, Ono Melem, Behema Melem, Ono Melem Kamim Sachar, Behema Melem Kamim Sachar, Ono Rotsim, Behem Rotsim, Ono Rotsim Chayelon Baba, Behem Rotsim Veshachas, Shem of Atolo Him Toridin Veshachas, Anche Domu Mimirma, Layaksi Yame Vani of Tapo, Yosemophanachadon Elohai. Kishen shazatan the same meseches haryos kintazin lahaskel meseches susar mecheirim ulesaimam lomol nolam elishma lasus olakaymes kodevi samatora sacha biyahavo uzuchos katan noim v'amareim samadid chachamim yamod lilusari shatoma shatorim piyum pizari v'zherazari ad olam. This is Gaimi Basalacha Tanka Osa, Bishafa Tishmolecha, Bakitsosa Hitisichecha, Ki be your booming Machavis, Little Hoshnaus Chaim, or a Kimmy Mina, Bismola Osha Bahavo, Adonai Samayitain, Adonai Rareth, S. Amoba Shalom. Yiskadam Yiskada, Shemay Rabbi, the Omer, who are sealed, that Toma Koya Messiah, Ula Asoka Yasun Chaye Oma, Ula Bimne Kachi Yushome, Mushakola Hikola Yabba, Ula Neka Pokan and the Roman Arab, Ula Sopokan and the Shrine Asre, Yamakuchavi, Kubamaku Savi Kore, Vikaye Kona Yamakon Chaye the Hobes Israel, Marbolo is man Kore Vimrome.
On behalf of the members of the Gemara Shira, I'd like to thank Rabbi Schwartz and Dr. Schwartz for making the Gemara Shira happen. I think it's one of the highlights of my week. It's a wonderful way to spend the Shabbos afternoon. I encourage everyone here to come check it out. Like I said, we're starting the Sukkah. The young people.